This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. While the only recent NFL action was the draft last weekend, arena football players are now well into their regular season. The DCU Center in Worcester is home to the Massachusetts Pirates. To learn more about arena football and the Pirates, I asked Telegram and Gazette sports reporter Rich Garvin to explain the major differences between the NFL and the NAL.
Sure. You know, to summarize, obviously the biggest thing is the field is half the distance. It's only 50 yards long. It's kind of hockey-like in that it's surrounded by boards. So, you know, you see players flipping over them, reaching for catches. If you land out of bounds with the ball through the end zone, it's a touchdown still. So it's quite dramatic to see a player go over the boards. And depending on where you're sitting, you don't know if you caught the ball or not until you see him pop up with it. And also, it's an eight-man game. There's only four offensive linemen. Teams don't use a running back in a traditional role. It's a very pass-oriented game.
It sounds like a much higher scoring game than NFL games.
Well, I guess the best way to say it is every defensive player I've ever talked to says if we can hold the other team under 40 points, we have a good chance of winning. So you typically see 80 to 90 to 100 points scored in a game.
So what is the pay? The pay must be very different between NFL and NAL too, I assume.
So I'm going to punt on that one. Salaries generally aren't published, but yeah, the pay is much different. 14-week season, so, you know, probably for a high-end player, you're looking at maybe in the $20,000 range. I think a rookie salary is probably around something along the lines of 10. You know, Worcester provides housing, and there's food available on game days and et cetera. You know, there's some amenities good to go with the salary. A lot of these players got NFL looks or Canadian Football League looks, tryouts. These players are extremely talented. They're all scholarship athletes in college. You know, they played at schools like UCLA, Tennessee, Miami, Georgia Tech, Texas, Georgia. You know, Quavon Hicks, who's a fullback for the team, played with David Andrews, Sony Michel, Malcolm Mitchell, Isaiah Wynn. Those are all current or former players for the New England Patriots. And, you know, he was a regular player there, so that just gives you an idea of what you're looking at.
So the season's already underway. How are the Massachusetts Pirates doing this year?
Sure. So they, in a kind of weird scheduling quirk, opened the season with back-to-back games against the defending league champion out of Greensboro, North Carolina. And it didn't go so well for the Pirates. They have a lot of rookies this year, and it really takes some adjustment to get used to the indoor game. It's very fast in terms of not... The speed isn't different than the NFL, per se, because they're all fast players. But what happens is the ball generally is thrown by the quarterback in less than 2 seconds, where in the NFL, it's probably about 2.5 to 3 seconds. That doesn't seem like a big difference, but it's huge when you take into account the field is 50% shorter. So they rebounded last week with a win, and they're home this week for a home game on Saturday night at the DCU Center. And, you know, that's going to be a competitive game, and I think they're going to be favored in that. I'd say most of the games going forward, they're going to be in them. And they went 11-5 last year in their first year and advanced to the playoffs. And, you know, I know from talking to the players and the coaching staff that one of their goals is to be one of the teams that makes it to the playoffs in August.
Is there any fan confusion for allegiance as the city seems to be adding another professional team with the minor league baseball team, the Pawsox or whatever they end up being called? Is that going to dilute any of the fan base for the summer playing National Arena League?
Interesting question. You know, so Worcester has a summer collegiate team. In other words, it's made up of players who are in college and they're trying to showcase their skills and improve them. You know, many of them are players that are going to get drafted by the pros. You know, the Worcester Bravehearts, I would say, are definitely in danger of moving when the Worcester Red Sox, or their yet-to-be-named team, is called in 2021. So I think for the indoor team, for football, you know, it's obviously two different sports. They're competing for discretionary spending with families. You know, I think maybe they can both survive because of the fact that they're different sports. You know, maybe you go to see a football game on a Saturday night and it's only once a week, where a baseball team could be home for 6 or 7 nights at a time during the homestand.
Rich Garvin covers sports for the Telegram and Gazette. The Massachusetts Pirates' next game is Saturday night against the Jacksonville Sharks. This is New England Public Radio.